Yeah, Joe's at his rugged maniac.
Is he having a midlife crisis or something? He's got to sign up for every crazy thing he can find.
Yeah, he ran track in high school. He used to be really skinny.
I can kind of see that, but he has a big head, so that kind of would look silly. Not that head.
No. Welcome to Podsmack. I am Dan Balboni.
And Shannon Cooley.
And we are without Joe Jones, as he's being a rugged maniac today. And before we quickly get into our show, I just want to let people know we will be talking about some of the new TV series that started this week. So there could be some spoilers, and what I will do when I edit the show is I'll make a list of times where any spoilers will pop up, and I'll put it on our webpage. That's at www.gotpodsmack.blogspot.com. So make sure, if you do listen and you don't want to get spoiled, to go over to that website and to check out where we're going to ruin it for you, because I had the Facebook incident already.
Yes. Where, and
I didn't realize you were watching that show.
I felt like a season behind on that show, but thanks, you just ruined it all for me.
I can go into why they did it, but
I know why they did it.
Okay.
And I had to read about it and read why they did it. Because once you tell me something happened, like, I don't have any self-control, and I have to find out why it happened. It's like Game of Thrones. I was watching Game of Thrones, found out something happened, and I was like, oh! And I knew ahead of time that, spoiler alert, Joffrey gets killed in the, like, first or second episode of season.
That was quick. That was quick.
Yeah. So
Four.
Season four. Yeah. So I was like, but I was watching season three while it happened, and season four started, and I was like, oh my god, what happened? And I had to read about it. Because once I find out some information about a show I like, I have to read about it.
The worst thing I had was, and this is when I was still watching Homeland, which I'm not watching anymore, but I remember...
Oh, and you ruined that one for my wife, by the way.
That was ruined for me. And then I tried to forget I heard it, and then they showed the video of it on TV, and I'm like, I'm done. Yeah. But, no, what they were doing in the movie theaters is they would show clips from the upcoming seasons before the previews, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, and I told my wife, I was like, okay, I have to leave now because I can't sit here and get any insight on what's going to happen.
Oh, because you were a season behind?
Well, because they were just getting ready for the new season, so they were showing, you know how they hype stuff, so... Anyways, so we got that, but first, just an announcement or a reminder. Joe's Special Olympics donations he told me it's going till October 5th. People can donate on his site, so we were going to extend the if people continue to donate, we'll throw them in the drawing. The plan was to do the drawing on October 11th now because of the date. However, I was informed this morning that I may not be able to record that weekend.
Your other half has booked you for that day?
Yeah, I am doing work.
Are you tearing down her garden?
Basically, yes. I'm going up to her community garden in Northampton. I was instructed it will be long days, and she needs to pass an inspection. They look for, like, weeds and stuff like that, so you have to prep it for, I guess, the fall, winter. So any vegetation you got to tear out unless you're growing it over the winter or what have you. So, yay, that's fun. I remember it was 1 year she did this to me. She wanted to do weed suppression, so she laid down all this heavy fabric down over the areas that she didn't want the weeds to grow, and then covered it with hay. And then I had to go and remove all that at the end of the year. Wow. So I ended up trying to say, well, maybe easier if I just roll it all up.
No.
Very heavy.
Yeah.
Sucked. But, and of course, her plot is probably, I wouldn't say it's the farthest from the dumpster, but it's pretty close to being one of the farther ones from the dumpster where you would throw things that can't be composted.
And you guys don't have a truck, so.
That, it probably would have been more effort to drag it to throw it into a truck because of everything. But anyways, I digress. So we'll see. I'm going to try to see if I can get that going because I want to get the contest over with because it's been going on forever.
All right.
Anyways, so how was, you were on vacation last week. How was your vacation?
It was a long, relaxing, boring week up in Maine. Maine has like an on season and an off season, and we happened to go in the off season, so like a ton of the stuff was closed already. But it was still fun. I would definitely go up there again. I would probably want to go up there more on the on season. There's more stuff to do.
Was there a particular highlight of the vacation, though? Anything you checked off your list of things you had to do?
I did go to the Maine Diner, which was featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, which I don't like it for the host because I find the host very annoying, but I do like seeing all these places that are around me that I didn't know about. And it was pretty good diner. I mean, we were there at about maybe 11:30 in the morning, maybe, and I had a full turkey dinner because I was not liking the breakfast combos that they offered. Like, I wanted like this, but not that. And like, I didn't want to make all these substitutions because whenever I start doing that, I never get what I ordered. So they said a turkey dinner and I was like, that's it. It's September. It's start of the turkey dinner season. Whenever I go somewhere and there's a turkey dinner being offered, I gotta have it. So I love turkey dinner, and they had it with the cranberry sauce. I can only have it if they have cranberry sauce.
Now, is it real cranberry sauce, or is it cranberry jelly?
It was cranberry jelly, which is acceptable at a diner.
Okay.
At a diner level, that's acceptable.
There are some people that prefer the jelly to the sauce.
It depends. If you're getting all fancy with the sauce, and you put all this stuff in it, then I would prefer the jelly. But if it's just whole cranberries and some sugar, like, I'm okay with that. So
we had, back when I was a kid, Thanksgiving, we'd have the cranberry jelly, but when it was taken out, I never ate it anyways, but it was never bothered to be broken down, so it still looked like the can. Yeah. And you could see all the lines on it.
My mom sliced it vertically? I don't know. She sliced it into discs.
Yeah.
So it was round pieces. I've seen people scoop it out of the can. Yeah. So, like, at school, you would get the scoops.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I prefer it any which way. I don't care. I love that stuff. Like, my wife thinks this is so weird. When I grew up, every dinner we had would either have cranberry sauce or applesauce. One or the other. Every single dinner. So, like, certain things have certain foods. Like, pork chops, you have applesauce with. Like, and I cannot eat pork chops unless I have applesauce. Like, they just go together in my mind.
Have I ever told you why I can't eat applesauce anymore? Have I told you that story?
No, I'm sure there's a story.
Oh, there's a story about that. The actual sight and smell of applesauce makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, that's like tequila for me.
I love apples. Here's the problem. When I was a kid, when I had my first asthma attack, they give you the medication, all these pills, and it's like usually you got to take like 10 and whatever. It's always going down. And I could not swallow a pill as a kid to save my life. So my mom would have to break it up and put it in stuff. So she would always put in the applesauce.
Oh.
And every day she would call me out and she goes, and I would have to, she would force it down. And I'm just like, so now I just look at it. I'm like, no, no. And I get this weird look from my wife because obviously she didn't know me when I was a kid. So she doesn't, and it's just like, why don't you eat applesauce? I can't. I can use it in things to cook, but.
Yeah. My wife just thinks it's odd that we had, you know, cranberry sauce or applesauce with pretty much every, I mean, not with like burgers and fries, but like pretty much every sit down dinner we had. Because, you know, her family was like fresh vegetables and like real pieces of fruit and like organic butter and like, you know, like, and my family was like canned beans and applesauce and that's what we're having for dinner. Like,
yeah.
It's like the two completely different worlds growing up.
I am definitely in your camp on that one. I remember the first time I went to your wife's parents for dinner, and I was just like, I don't know what's going on here.
I know. So first, my wife, and you know what? My wife doesn't think, she grew up like that, so she doesn't think any of it's odd. So, like, the first time I actually had dinner at her house happened to be Thanksgiving, I think. Yeah. Like, it was like a big holiday. I'm pretty sure it was Thanksgiving. And in my family, you always got the kids' food first.
Yeah.
Like, you always get theirs situated so that you can do the rest.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm up and I'm putting stuff on Sam's plate, and they're all looking at me weird because you're supposed to say grace before any food. So, yeah. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Whatever.
Yeah. I will say this. At least every Catholic home I've been in, no one says grace.
Well, they're not Catholic.
I know. That's why I'm saying no. None of us. We never had that. It was just, let's have that. I was going to say, yeah, we never. And we had huge family, like, back when we were kids, we had huge family dinners, like, in holidays and stuff. And
oh, yeah, we had, like, 40 people at our house.
Yeah, and there's always, you always stick the kids at that one little table away from everybody else. Usually it was even in another room.
Yep, get them food first, put them somewhere else, and close the door and hope that they don't wreck the room.
The only rule is don't make a mess.
Yeah. Yep.
Or kill each other.
Yeah. Don't stab each other with your forks.
To this day, one of my, and I can't find it too often, but pudding in a can is one of my favorite things.
Pudding in a can?
You ever see the old Hunt's snack packs where it was a tin metal can you had to pop the top?
No, my mom was, my mom bought us Mighty Fine pudding.
Okay.
There's two camps of pudding. There's the large Jell-O pudding camp, which is the majority of the, and my mom only bought the cooked pudding. She wouldn't buy the instant pudding.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then there's this small contingent of three flavors of Mighty Fine pudding. And if you can ever find this, I do find it to be superior taste to the Jell-O pudding, especially in the chocolate category.
Okay.
There's only chocolate, vanilla, and lemon. Those are the three flavors that they have. But it's very good pudding. So my mom would make that. But it wasn't until much later that she would buy us the individual snack packs of the pudding, and when she did, I think she would buy us the Jell-O ones.
Yeah.
I preferred the Jell-O ones because they were already cold to the ones that sat on the shelf.
Yeah.
Although those ones are much cheaper.
Yeah. No, these were metal can. And again, I'm a little older than you. So perhaps it was like a late 70s thing, so it probably missed out on
before
it.
Before they realized that that stuff kills you.
But they had them in metal cans, and they stored them, like, on the regular shelf, like, out, not refrigerated, and my mom would, make the pudding or whatever, but, for some reason, because the one in the can never had any skin on it, but.
Right, yeah. Well, I like the pudding they used to give you at school. You got your lunch or whatever, they would have pudding, and I don't know what it came in a little container, and I like that pudding. It was probably the grossest, worst pudding ever, but it was good. I don't know, I liked it.
Speaking of school, I had the, shock of my life. Well, not shock of my life, but you're obviously aware of it with Sam now. But my nephew is talking. It's like saying, we're having a baked potato bar this week, and he's just in like fifth grade now or whatever. And I'm like thinking,
oh, he's in middle school now.
Well, when I was middle school, it was seventh grade, so I don't know when.
I think that's middle school.
Yeah, whichever. But yeah, no, they're talking potato bar, baked potato bar. I'm like, I didn't have any of that. All we got was a crappy Fluffin'Utter sandwich, if we were lucky, or you would get one of those boiled hot dogs or the clam boat.
I had some good food when I was in school. Yeah, like, I was very picky about what I ate, so my mom wouldn't only let me get hot lunch when I knew I was going to eat.
Yeah.
But, like, she never forced me to eat a hot lunch if I didn't want it.
Yeah.
But I liked those cubes of turkey that they had with this, like, that was one of my favorite meals, and the rectangle pizza that they used to give you. I love that stuff. Oh,
I would
so good.
Eat it, but it was like, no, it's like all the sauce somehow just evaporated off that bread. I mean, I don't know.
I liked it.
But no, I'm listening to him talk now. I'm like, geez, man, what's up with that?
I know. I get his school lunch thing, and I'm going through, and he'll eat about a quarter to a third. Like, he'll eat the pizza every Friday. He tells me it's not the best pizza. I'm like, that's fine. It's free. You can have it. Because Springfield kids all get free lunch now.
Nice.
So, and he'll eat certain things, like the chicken patty on the roll. He'll eat that because it's like a big chicken nugget. So he just eats the chicken part. He won't eat the roll. We'll eat it separately because he's weird. But, like, it's the options are, like, chicken fajitas.
Yeah.
Chicken cacciatore. Like, it's like, we're having a hot dog. Where's the hot dog day?
When I was in school, this was grammar school, we went to Chicopee. And You had three choices, and they were having it. And everyone wanted to do the school thing because you got to take the order down to the lunchroom, and they would give you tokens so they would know which one you wanted. You had a red, white, and blue token. So, like, whatever the special highlight of the day was, whatever the main was. And then there was a secondary choice, and then always, like, the third choice was Fluffernutter.
Really? Well, I don't know. I never got to that choice.
Yeah, and I hated Fluffernutters. I usually took my lunch to school.
I love Fluffernutters.
And I went through a very bizarre stage of school lunches. I'll save that for another time because we've been going on about school lunches, and that's not even on my list. So,
all right, we got other stuff to talk about.
We can go one of two routes right now. We can talk about the Big E because I went earlier this week and you went last night.
Yep, and I'm going again tomorrow.
And you're going again tomorrow?
Yep.
See, my wife wanted to go again, and I told her we could have went last night, but she changed her mind and said no.
I'm going in tomorrow morning.
For?
I'm going with my friend Courtney, so we're going to go to the shopping route, because I did more of the food route last night.
Yeah. We banged out kind of, we did both, but now I think she wants to do more food, so.
Well, I'll be there if you want to come. We can carpool if you want.
What did you try at the beginning? Is anything that you haven't tried before? Anything new?
No. I stick with my standards unless I see something really interesting that I really need to try. I went with two of my friends one's from Ohio, one's from Michigan. So they've never been to the Big E before.
Okay.
And they've lived here for a couple of years and always heard about it, but were not scared to go, but they, you know, didn't really see the need to go. And I was like, no, I'll take you. I know where to go. Don't worry. So I took them around. And I went before they got there because they were getting there kind of late. So I went and I stood in my main baked potato line and I got my main baked potato. And whatever, people say it's overrated, it's just a potato. I love that potato. It's a really good potato. And they use the cheese sauce. And I cannot find anywhere else that uses that cheese sauce. I love it.
Okay. All right.
So I got that. And then I was still kind of hungry, so I got my London broil grinder from the Butcher Boys with the cheese sauce. Yeah. So it's like the one time of the year I can find the cheese sauce that I like because I can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah. I opt not to go to the Butcher Boys for the steak sandwich only because I see that mound of the peppers and onions they have there and they just don't look like they're cooked enough for me.
I see. I don't eat peppers and onions, so it's okay. I just have just cheese, steak and cheese. That's all I need.
I'll tell you where, you saw my Facebook posting, I think. We got there early before 10 o'clock when we went because we took the day off.
Yeah.
I had a nice sausage with peppers and onions and cheese for breakfast.
Yep.
But they had just fired it up and they went and opened up the cheese and it was like still super thick.
Oh, yeah.
So he went and poured it on and it was just like
cheese everywhere.
It probably like clogged half an artery with it. It was enjoyable though.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so. The one thing I did see there, I don't know if you caught it, I was not going to try it, the bacon s'more in the Vermont building. Did you see that?
I thought that was the Connecticut building.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the Vermont building because that's where we got our smoked pepperoni from.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I like bacon and I like chocolate. I'm not a big fan of the chocolate bacon thing.
So let me get this straight, and I was going to try to work this into our conversation because I came across a couple words. A bacon Oreo wouldn't be something you wouldn't be interested in.
No.
Okay.
No. And here's, is it an Oreo with bacon-flavored cream, or is it a regular Oreo with bacon on top? Like, how are they doing this? This bothers me.
If it was produced by Oreo, it would have bacon flavored cream.
Yeah, and that would be disgusting.
Much like, I don't know why I like these things. Have you ever had the cheese, the little cheese crackers in the package and they have the bacon flavored ones?
Yeah, no. No. I don't eat that stuff. That's disgusting.
Oh, I don't.
That's like cheese whiz.
I love it.
Oh.
I got issues.
I also don't like bacon bits. I don't like the. My wife is a vegetarian and she loves the fake bacon bits, or whatever they're called. I don't like those either. Like when I get my main baked potato, I get butter, sour cream, and cheese. That's it.
Oh, so you don't even like the real bacon?
I don't like it. I want my stuff to taste like it's supposed to. It's not supposed to taste like bacon, it's a potato.
But the sour cream and the cheese is okay.
Yes, that's okay. A topping. Bacon is an additional protein.
All right.
I just had my first bacon cheeseburger in my life this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. I like bacon, but I really like it by itself. Like, I feel like it's a perfect food all on its own, and I don't need to enhance it in any way with any other stuff.
So you order the bacon cheeseburger and just get the bacon on the side.
That's what I usually do.
Do you?
And I eat the bacon by itself.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So, anyways, Biggie, I don't know why we go every year, but...
I go every year because I grew up down the street from the Biggie.
Yeah.
And I'm used to going every year, like... I used to get the, as soon as the season pass became available, I would get it. I would go 5, 6, 7 times. Like, I go just for dinner.
Yeah.
Drive down the street, go eat dinner, come home. But really, I could do the Biggie in an hour, depending on the lines. Like, I know it by now. I know where all my stuff is, what I want to get out of it. Like, I could have been done. But I took some people on a tour. So this is what they ate.
Okay.
So
these are first-timers.
First-timers. This is what they got there, and they were starving. So the first thing they saw is what they ate, and they got a fried dough with looked like apple, cinnamon, something on it, and they scarfed that down.
By the way, the big hit here is the maple bacon.
Yeah, Joe got the fried dough with maple and syrup and bacon. Which kind of looks good.
My sister-in-law went last night, and my brother and my nephew were there, and they got it, too, and they enjoyed it.
Kind of looks like a bacon donut, kind of.
Yeah,
I don't know. So then we went, and they got the main baked potato and the brisket, which was outside of the Massachusetts building.
Yeah.
Okay? So they ate that. Then we went in the Massachusetts building, and they each got a finished pancake, and they got a pumpkin bread pudding.
Okay.
Which they enjoyed both of those very much. And then they were kind of full, so we walked around, showed them some more, and then I took them to the craft area where they have the pickles, and they each got a kosher dill pickle.
Huh.
Have you never got the pickles there?
I do not know. That's where my wife gets the kettle corn, which she got beat on this year, because she went and there's one guy who was selling it, and the large bag was $9, and there's another guy selling it, and the large bag was $10, and she went back and forth and got the $9 bag. And as she was walking back to the car, she opened it up, and she thought it was a little stale.
That wasn't as good.
No.
In the, where Storleton is, and they have the little section with all the little buildings
with all the
crafts.
Yeah.
As you go around, and you get almost to the carriage house, where they have the craft corner, there's a stand. It's like half a barrel, and it's pickles.
Yep.
That's all they sell there.
So pickles?
Pickles. They have half sour pickles and kosher dill pickles.
Yeah.
I can't eat the half sours because those have garlic in them.
Yeah.
But the kosher dill pickles are awesome.
See, I'm not a pickle guy, but my wife likes pickles. I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, really good pickles.
But speaking of that craft area, leave it to my wife. We were walking down one of the stands in one of the shops, the oak place or whatever. We go in there and they got the hangers there, like the coat hanger type things. And we're looking and I'm like, I didn't even have to go up to see the price. I knew they were some ridiculous, like $60. All it is a few metal hooks on a board. I'm like, it's like, I can make it much cheaper. So we were walking around and we went to the craft area and they got the blacksmith shop. So I'm like, geez, I wonder if they're selling any hooks in there. I said, I can make, one, buy a couple hooks if they have them, make a better one. So I'm like, all right. I go in there, she's outside and I'm like looking and the guy's doing a demonstration and he's making like a leaf, which was pretty cool. But there was some sign that says, oh, hand forged, this and that, limited, whatever. They have them out, you can buy what they made. And there was like only one hook that I liked and there's nothing to match it. And I was like, so I go out, I said, yeah, they just have the one hook. They don't have anything to match. And she goes, oh, all right. And she goes in there and she walks right up to the front and the guy's doing the leaf. And when he gets done, he's, talking about it. And she just stops him and she goes, can you make me... She goes, I'm looking for hooks like this. And he's like, oh, I can probably make you one. And she goes, well, I want three. And she goes, well, because I can make, I'll just make you three ones right now. And he just bangs them out right there. And I'm like, and she's just standing up front smiling. And I'm like, everyone's just kind of like, you can request things.
Call me if you're your wife.
So he bangs it out. And He get, you know, says, gives it to us, so, you know, we pay him. And it wasn't too bad. It was like $5 a hook, which isn't bad, considering they're handmade. And then, so then I guess one of the people that were there the whole time asked, she's like, well, can I buy that leaf you made? And he's like, oh, no problem. And, you know, so I guess no one realized that you can just go up there and say, hey, make this for me.
You're actually a blacksmith. You can actually make.
But, yeah, he was, it was just kind of funny. So we got some custom hooks, so I'll have to build something with that. But this was the game that my wife was running on me, though. So we get there. Neither of us had breakfast, so, you know, we're going to get something to eat there. So we go, and I get my sausage first, and she goes, well, you know, what I want is going to be down at the other building. But she goes, I'll just have some of yours. I'm like, all right. So I give it to her, and she has a bite, and then I eat, and she give her another bite, whatever. So we walk down, and so, you know, you figure we're going to play this sharing game, right? What's the first thing she orders?
Something you can't eat.
Lobster roll. I don't eat lobster. She knows this, so I'm like, all right. So we go and I get something else, and she's like, oh, I can share some of that from you. I'm like, I see what's going on here. You're eating what I get, and then you're ordering stuff that I won't eat.
That's a pretty good game.
Yes, yes. So I think she won that deal, but at the end we both got beat because we decided we're going to grab some of that Cuban food to go.
The arepas and stuff like that.
We got the pork, rice, and then they threw in some nasty plantains. I hate fried plantains. I'm sorry for anybody who likes fried plantains, but they're just nasty.
Were they the sweet ones?
Or they were sweet.
Oh, I don't like the sweet ones. Yeah. I like the tostones, the crispy ones.
Yeah, they were supposed to be, but these were wicked sweet. So we loaded up. We each get a potato ball, and they give us the price, and you know, we're figuring maybe $20. It's $34. I'm like, what the hell? We could have went out to, you know.
You would have went to El Moro for like half that.
So we get home and we open it up. Guess how many pieces of pork was in that thing?
Two.
Four chunks, and they were probably like that big.
Oh.
I was like, what the hell am I going to eat? So, whatever. Any disappointments at the Big E this year?
It's just the same disappointment over and over again that I can't find these two items that were there once upon a time, and they are no longer there anymore. This one year, I got this red birch beer.
Okay.
It was several years ago, and I knew exactly where it was, because once you have something, you got to remember the location, because there's several places that are going to try to sell you something similar, but it's not going to be the right one. And it was right near the Midway, and it was this guy, he was from New York, and he had several different, like, he had sarsaparilla and all this stuff, but he had red birch beer. It was the best birch beer I've ever had, and he's never been back since. And then there's this place called Down Home Pudding. They're from Pennsylvania, so if anybody ever goes to Pennsylvania, please bring me home some of this pudding. It's the best pudding ever. Like, they hand make all this pudding. And my dad loved it because they have rice pudding and tapioca and stuff. But they had the best chocolate pudding. And they were there 2 or 3 years in a row. And then the last year they were here, they had like a family emergency. And they had to leave early. And the Big E, if you have to leave your stand early, they don't ever let you come back.
Well,
I have to go to Pennsylvania and get some pudding, apparently.
Was it 2 or 3 years? It said it would be at least 2 or 3 years ago. Because they weren't there last year. They weren't there this year. There was in one of the buildings, they had a spice salesperson. And we went there, and my wife bought a bunch of spices, including some of the pickling spices they had, and she absolutely loved them. So we went back next year, and we couldn't find them. They weren't there. So she's like, well, I have a little bit left. So I went online. I can't find any info on them. Went back this year. Nothing. Yeah, and it's one of those ones where we had to go and walk around the whole building, every building, and we had to Here's the problem is, you know, I try to get a setup on like a pattern, like go up one row, come down the next.
Oh yeah. In the Better Living Building, I circle all around the whole outside, and then I start at one row and I go up and down and up and down. And my wife, when she goes, is just like willy nilly all over the place.
Well, that's what happens. See, I get my wife set up straight and we're starting to do it, and then she sees something out of the corner of her eye, so then she goes there, and then she goes there, and I'm looking at her, and then she goes, you know, and then I said, well, are we going to stick to our plan? Because you are looking for something specific. We need to have a plan, a pat, you know.
We need 100% coverage of this area.
Now, did you get accosted by the sneaker guys?
I did not. I saw them accosting other people, and I feet it across from them.
I don't know what they wanted. I was walking up, and one guy, I got hit by two of them. One guy was like, said something about sneakers. I'm like, oh, I'm okay. He goes, oh, you got Nikes. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And then I turn around, and they're on the other corner. Like, they're, you know, they're on the corner lot there. Yeah. So same thing with the next guy. I don't know what was up with they were doing.
They're selling sneaker cleaning products. So what they want to do is clean one of your sneakers so that your other sneaker looks like crap, and you'll buy their product.
Yeah. I mean, they should have looked at my sneaker and realized I don't really give a damn how my sneakers look. Yeah. I basically wear them till they fall apart.
I also was not wearing sneakers. I was wearing Skechers, which I don't think they could have cleaned, and I wasn't going to let them try.
So that's what, yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, I'm good, dude. I'm all right. I'm all set. But, yeah, they were being very aggressive.
They were probably the most aggressive one. And those ones, see, I like to tell people that there's two kinds of people that work at the Big E. There's the locals that they hire that don't really give a crap, that are just there to make some money, and, you know, they don't really care about the product, whatever their food they're selling or whatever, the, you know, in the Better Living Center or whatever. And then there's the carnies. And they come with the things. They come with the products, and they come with the rides, and they come with the games. And these are the ultra-aggressive, weird, pedophile looking people that come. They do. These people that work those kiddie rides, it's all like, right, I would never let my kid near you.
Well, let me ask you this. These are people that you would not be hiring at all for work in your store.
Never hired these people in my life. Like, if you told me that you worked in a traveling circus of some sort, I'm not hiring you, okay? It's just not gonna happen. Make up some other job experience because I am not hiring you. So those people you want to avoid. It's like the Ginsu knife guy and the guys that run all of those games that you can never win. Like, all those people, stay away from those people.
I was telling Joe last week, I don't know if you got to hear the episode last week, I almost came to fist a cuss with one of those guys one year.
Oh, yeah. I would, too. It's ridiculous. They're horrible.
To rehash the story is, my mom was looking for one of those stupid mops you get at the Big E. She said specifically what one she wanted and what she was looking to pay for it.
There's like 10 different ones this year.
So I'm like, all right, so we got done at the Big E. We're doing our final rounds. My wife wanted to get some cream puffs and to go. So we went and got the cream puffs. And I said, oh, I got to go look for this mop. So I go in there. I'm holding all the bags and stuff. So find the guy with the mops. And, you know, he's standing there. No one's paying attention to him or whatever. So I go up to him and say, how much are the mops? So he's like, oh, they're, you know, $40, you buy one, we give you another one free. So it's two mops for $40. Well, I didn't want a mop. My mom wanted one mop. She didn't want to pay more than $20 for it. So I'm like, all right, that's fine. I'm ready to go. And all of a sudden, he starts yelling at me. He's telling me, you have money to buy cream puffs, but you can't buy a mop.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then I just looked at him, and luckily, my wife was there to pull me away because I was about 3 seconds away from letting him have it. And he's there laughing. I don't think he realized how close he came to being
assaulted
by someone carrying cream puffs. Because had she not been there, it would have ended differently. I'm pretty sure I'd probably be in trouble. Anyhow, I have a, well, I don't know why us Italians get so good tempered like that.
Liars don't have much better temper.
So I do.
You know what I want to say about this? My temper. I almost lost my temper a couple times last night.
Okay.
Here's why. When everybody else is walking a certain way, do not be that jerk that turns around and tries to walk the other way through the crowd. Like, the States buildings have a certain way to walk in. You walk in and you go around from the right to the left and you exit. Don't be that idiot that walks in from the left and tries to go around the other way. If you see 400 people walking this way, walk that way too. And just go around the other way.
Well, my other one is when people are walking four wide and they all decide to stop to look at something and they don't move out the way.
Yeah, move out of the way. Like, you are not the only people here. No. Move yourself to the side. Move over. And if you're shopping somewhere, don't stand directly in front of the product so nobody else can see what you're looking at.
Here's the problem I have with my wife. Is I'm a certain, let's say, width.
Yes.
My wife is a different size width.
Yes.
She'll walk, and after she's done looking at something, she'll, like, shoot out.
She'll scoot through the crowd?
Yeah, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, she's, like, 30 people in front of me now. I'm like, what am I going to, I mean, I could knock people over to keep up, but I don't know. We had that problem at Comic-Con too, didn't we?
Yes, I have that problem with my wife too, because I'm much more of a, I'm going to make my way through the crowd to get where I want to go. And my wife is kind of like, I'll just wait for the crowd to move myself along to wherever I need to go. And I get impatient because I don't like crowds, so I just want to get where I want to go. So she's always behind me, usually.
Since we're on the subject of rants, I had an incident this past week. Okay. I was at Panera's. We went and got dinner at Panera's. I think most people know what Panera is, but it's kind of like,
soup, bread.
Yeah.
White meals.
Yeah. So, we decided to go to Panera, and we're in line, and, well, let me throw this at you. You see a steak sandwich on the menu. What's your expectation of that steak sandwich?
It would have steak and bread.
What would be the temperature of that steak sandwich?
It should be hot.
That's what I was thinking, especially when they have the panini machine. So, I order a steak sandwich. You know, I'm sitting up there waiting. I get the food, and as I'm bringing it back, I can see, I was like, geez, the cheese isn't melted on the sandwich. That looks weird. I was like, oh, maybe, you know, they're just throwing it together fast, whatever. So I sit down. I take one bite. It's ice cold. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this? And I'm like, I asked my wife. I was like, is this supposed to be cold, whatever? And she goes, I don't know. So
is it panini or not?
I guess it's not a panini because it wasn't pressed. So I go up to the counter. I'm like, is my steak sandwich supposed to be cold? She goes, oh, yeah, that's the way we do it. Kind of like do it like a cold cut, like a roast beef. I'm like, oh, so, you know, like I didn't want a cold sandwich. And I'm like, well, you know, if you wanted it toasted, you needed to tell us ahead of time. If you want, you can go down over there. And she points down the way that there's a microwave you can heat up in a microwave.
You can't microwave a steak sandwich.
No, it doesn't work that way. But mind you, on the receipt that says, if you have a problem, please tell us. We'll make it right. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Throw it on the freaking thing and toast it. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, so basically, steak sandwiches Panera are not toasted. Don't get them.
I had an incident. Did we already talk about my incident I had at Panera? When I was in Vermont, I think you did.
I don't know. Well, refresh us.
All right. When I was in Vermont at Panera, I had the biggest BITCH ever taking my order. At Panera, and my son does not like cream cheese.
Nope.
So he wanted a chocolate chip bagel, and he wanted a slice of American cheese in it instead of cream cheese. So this woman, so I start to order after waiting a half hour because this place is packed.
Yeah.
I start to order, and I always give him the hard parts first. So this is the hard part. And she looks at me and goes, well, I don't effing know how to do that. Except she didn't say effing. She said the real word. And I lost it. I'm like, well, then you better effing get your manager over here. Because it's not that hard to sub a slice of American cheese for cream cheese. So she's asking this person next to her and that person. And nobody can figure out. Now, we go to Panera, I don't want to say often, but several times a year, and they never seem to have a problem with this. They always seem to know how to do it. So, finally, she figures out how to do it. So, okay. So then the next thing is my wife wants a sandwich, but she wants it on a bagel instead of on the bread. She wants a bagel with cheese, lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise. Okay.
So it's not like a sandwich.
It's like a vegetarian sandwich, but that's what she wants on a sesame bagel. Jesus, and she like flips out on me, and I'm like, get your manager. Like, I's done. So the manager comes over, and he's fine. He does some manager stuff in the thing, and he's like, just charge her for this and whatever. And like, I ordered my thing, which was simple. It was like half of a BLT with no avocado, because I don't like avocado, And I paid more for it because there was avocado on the sandwich, but I didn't want it.
Yeah.
And broccoli cheese soup because that's what I like. I had my lactate. I was all set, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, 10 minutes later, their bagels come out. And then I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And they bring my sandwich over with avocado on it and say, we're all out of your soup. is there any other soup you would like, or can I get you a refund? So I had to pick some other soup that I didn't want. Like, it was the worst Panera experience I've ever had.
If that was your first experience at a Panera, you would never go back again.
I have not been back since.
Oh, really?
This was like a month ago. Oh, and wow. I've not been back. Like, I mean, and I'm not saying that we used to go there often, but I don't want to go back.
Yeah. I mean, we go once every couple months. If we don't want to eat anything heavy or anything, we don't feel like cooking anything, we'll go there. I'll grab a little sandwich, she'll get the soup or whatever. And
well, I used to go, like, I would do my grocery shopping, like, on a Sunday or something while my wife was at church and I was supposed to be there, but I wasn't. So I'd, like, if I didn't eat breakfast, like, I would go and I'd stop in there and get something quick and then go do my grocery shopping because I don't like to grocery shop when I'm hungry because I overbuy. I'm not going. I'm not going anymore. Just like the Big Y incident, I haven't set...
Wait a minute. The Big Y incident?
I have not set foot in a Big Y in several months.
What happened at Big Y?
It was a bunch of little incidents led up to the final incident where I said it's not worth getting the deals and I'm not shopping here anymore.
Okay. All right.
So I literally took my little Big Y card and threw it at somebody and walked out and I haven't been back.
Was it a silver card?
Yeah.
Whoa. What people don't realize
is, I could have got my refund. Yeah. I understand that, but I'm not going back there. Maybe I can write to them and they can mail it to me because I'm not going back.
See, I love Big Y.
I used to love Big Y. I used to work there.
Okay.
Believe me, their customer service has gone way downhill.
You just didn't want to say, oh, skip that store and go to a different Big Y store?
I've been to 3 different Big Y stores. I've gotten bad service each place I go. I'm unhappy with them. I've been stopping at Stop and Shop, and they're very nice to me there.
All right. We'll let it go. We won't drag up hard, bad memories. I guess that leads into the fact that neither of us have anything good to talk about today.
I have nothing good to talk about, other than I had a yummy baked potato.
Well, Joe Torrent turns 40 on Tuesday.
40?
So that's not really good for him, but at least I'm not the only one in the 40 club now.
Oh, so. I still got several years to go.
Yeah.
So.
On to our next segment, where we had a lot of new TV, actually series and seasons start this past week. So we're going to talk about some of our favorites and maybe some of our not so favorites. And I know you want to start with the new series or the returning series.
I've only watched one new series so far.
Okay,
so
wow.
We can talk about that. I am kind of behind the ball. But we can talk about it because there's some things that I want to see, so you can tell me if you saw them and they were worth it.
I will tell you, I saw 4 new series, and I did 4 that were season premieres, and then 1 that was from the week ago that I'm not happy with. So,
all right, so the new one that I watched was Gotham.
Yes, I actually watched it yesterday because I knew you were going to definitely watch that one. So
I actually watched it live. Like, okay. I made sure I was home to see it and watch it because my on-demand has been really weird and not showing me things on the right schedule and all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to make sure that I definitely saw this. And I was happy with it.
All right. You want to explain the premise of Gotham?
Premise of Gotham is this is a TV series that takes place when Bruce Wayne is a young kid. He's probably, 10, 12?
I don't even know if he's that old.
He's somewhere, young boy. And it starts off pretty much when his parents get killed.
Yeah.
And it introduces us to the beginnings of all these characters that take place in Batman's world when he becomes Batman. So we got introduced to several characters. We see Alfred, of course, picking him up. James Gordon, he's a detective at this point. We got introduced to the guy that will become the Penguin. We got introduced to the woman that will become Poison Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
We got introduced to the Riddler, the guy that will become...
Is that going to be the Riddler or the Joker, you think?
No, Edward Nygma.
Oh, is that the
name? He was the crime scene tech. or the some kind of technician with the police department.
Okay, okay, I was...
And he's going to be the Riddler.
Okay, I was referring to another character.
Now, there's a stand-up comedian, and they're telling us that that's not the Joker.
No, it's not.
But I don't really believe them.
Yeah.
No, so I think that might be the Joker.
I thought that was the Joker, yeah. Yeah.
And then, who else did we...
Catwoman.
Oh, yes, and we got introduced... We haven't really technically met her because she hasn't said anything yet, but we got introduced to Catwoman. So it's very interesting, I think, so far. I think that Jada Pinkett Smith as... What's her
Something
name?
Fish is the last name.
Yes, she's a little over
Fisk,
the top.
Maybe?
No, Fish. Definitely Fish. She's a little over the top, and that whole character thing is kind of a little too much for me.
Yeah.
But I don't see her lasting the whole season. I'm hoping somebody kills her. So it should be interesting. But I like it. And Donald Logue plays Gordon's partner. So I like him. I think he's a good guy.
Now, who's playing the Barbara Gordon, the wife or the girlfriend? They're not married yet.
Yeah, they're not married yet.
Soon to be Barbara
Gordon. They're engaged yet. Okay. They're engaged, right? I don't know her name.
She looks familiar.
She is familiar. But I liked how they introduced the whole fact that there might have been a lesbian angle to Barbara Gordon.
Oh, with the...
The internal...
See, that's not what I got off that, though.
That is totally what I got off of that.
I interpreted that conversation. The way I interpreted that interaction was perhaps that Barbara has maybe a shaded past as far as maybe being... possibly a criminal element to her past, and maybe that's why.
Yeah, it looked a little too intimate for me.
Again, don't know. It'd be interesting to see which way they go. Perhaps it's both. You know,
it could be. Let's see. Barbara Gordon, Barbara something. Fish Mooney. That's what Fish it is. Mooney. Fish Mooney.
The issue I had with Gotham, and how they chose to do it, which I wouldn't have done it the way they did it, is. I didn't like the fact that they try to show all the characters right away. I would have preferred if they would have just focused on introducing us to, say, the guy who would become the Penguin, which that's where they spent most of the time with in this episode.
But I don't think they spent a lot of time on each one of them. And if you don't know a lot about Batman, you would have definitely missed Poison Ivy. You wouldn't have realized that.
You definitely would have missed that.
I know that one because I know Batman, but you would have missed some of them. You wouldn't have realized it. And then later on, you would have been like, I remember her.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, and maybe it's again, because I know a little bit more. I'm not a big Batman fan, but I know a little bit. But I kind of like it when they take their time to introduce and develop. I don't like it when they try to rush into things. I think maybe they're trying to appease the Batman fans by rushing in and saying, look, we're going to have all these characters in here. Watch us. But... overall, Donald Logue, I thought, his performance was really well. In the beginning, I was like, I don't know, he's kind of forcing it, but he ended up really well. I like the guy who plays James Gordon. Don't know if I'm going to watch the series on a regular basis, though.
I'm definitely going to keep watching. I can see where it could go really campy, like... it could go that way. Like, if they let it keep going the Fish Mooney way... I don't think I'll be happy, but if they keep it darker, like, it kind of, like, I'll be happy with that, so we'll see.
Yeah.
What are some new ones that you watched?
Well, I'll start off with the first one that I saw, which was started on Sunday, Madam Secretary with Tia Leone.
I want to see that. That looks good.
Let me just go through the ones that I did see, and we'll go back to some. I watched Scorpion.
Also want to see that.
And I watched Forever, which had two episodes this week. They had the pilot, and that one is the one where it's a medical examiner that can't die.
Oh, yeah. I saw the previous one. Looks kind of interesting.
All right. My favorite one by far is Madam Secretary.
Really?
Because, here's the thing.
That's kind of atypical for you. That's kind of. I would think that's kind of more of a female kind of drama.
What's that supposed to mean?
If you don't watch other...
No, but this is what I like about
shows
it.
Shows like that.
This is what I liked about it, is they did two things that I really enjoy. They have, at least for the first season, they have the overarching storyline, or it could be for the whole series, and then the individual episodes have their own storyline, which were very interesting, and I enjoyed the first one.
So it's kind of like a West Wing kind of thing?
I never saw West Wing.
Oh my God, you never saw the West Wing? I think I've seen the whole series 3 times over.
So she's doing her thing, but then there's this whole plot line, which I find the overall plot interesting, the story arc where that's going.
Right, let's make notes. Definitely have to watch them.
Forever. That one's going to be problematic for me. I thought this one, I thought I would like, but here, well, this one, again, you have your individual story episodes, but then they also introduce the overarc in at least the first season story. And I won't throw too many spoilers in there for you since you haven't seen it yet. However, the problem I have is I do like the actor who's playing the character. I do like the overarching storyline. The individual, the first individual and the second individual episodes, I'm not digging them. The problem I'm having, and this could be a minor spoiler alert. You saw the first Sherlock Holmes movie?
With Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, the first one. Do you know how he, all of a sudden, towards the end of the movie, he explains how he was able to figure it out by... Yeah. But you never saw any of these clues. This was all stuff... He does a couple of these things where he figures out things, but you don't really get to see the clues. And then he explains it, well, it had to be, you know, suicide because of this. And it's like, okay, you're the, you know, you looked at no one, you know, it was one of those things where you couldn't follow along and try to figure out. It was all of a sudden, even though you knew it obviously wasn't a suicide, the way they went with it, it wasn't like they were letting you solve it along, which I like those shows where you can try to, you get to see the clues and piece it together. Yeah. So hopefully they address that. But the actor I liked fine with him. The cast seems decent, so I don't know about that one. Scorpion was my biggest disappointment.
Really? And that's the one I wanted to watch the most, I think.
I was all in on Scorpion. And
I will say, when I first saw the previews for this and it played nonstop on, I think it was TBS while I was on vacation, because I had to watch real TV instead of Netflix. But... I thought it was Ralph Macchio. Like, the guy looked like Ralph Macchio. And I was like, is that Ralph Macchio? Is he, like, coming back? That would be awesome. The Karate Kid's in a new show. And I finally had to IMDb it, and it wasn't Ralph Macchio, and I was disappointed.
No. It's the theory behind the show, I like. The execution and some of the actors, I'm just not digging. For example, the character in the first episode, I'm going to throw a minor spoiler out there for you.
All right.
One of the characters is a mathematician, and as you saw in the previews, he can get preoccupied by numbers and whatever.
Right.
So they have this big thing going down. You may have got an idea what was going on from the previews, but there's a major thing going on. They're called in by a government agency, I forget, FB, whatever, doesn't matter, to help them out, to figure it out. So what this mathematician basically spends the whole crisis doing is updating the odds of it actually working out with a favorable result. Like, you know, we have a 80% chance and then something goes wrong. Well, now there's only a 17% and now it's only a 1% chance. I'm like, really? That's his whole... And it wasn't his main thing he was doing, but that was pretty much... It would seem like he would always chime in. Like, oh, there's only 1% chance of us, you know, saving them or whatever. I'm like, okay.
And that was annoying.
Yeah, that was annoying. They really didn't spend a lot of time developing the characters in the first episode, which I'm big on character development. And I mean, that's what, unfortunately, I guess one of my favorite shows did, and they got canceled for it. So, hey, you know, you got to spend, you got to find out some of the story. You don't need to know everything right away, but a little bit of something. Why did these four individuals end up together? You know,
right.
You know, let me know about that. So, that was the one I had the highest hopes for and I was most disappointed of. However, with that being said, of the four series I watched, the one I think has the most chance of being canceled early is Madam Secretary.
Yeah.
I can see that being in trouble. Very, like I said, well, everything was well written with that, but I can just see that being the one that people lose interest in.
And when is it on?
Sunday nights.
And what is it up against?
Nothing.
Is it up against, what is that one my mom watches? The Good Wife? Or is it, like, after The Good Wife?
I don't know. It might be...
If it gets a lead-in from The Good Wife, it might be okay. Because that's the same kind of crowd I would think would watch this.
Yeah.
Which is why I said it's kind of a girls' show.
It is, but it isn't. I mean, the lead character is a female, but I don't necessarily rule that out as making a quote-unquote girl show. Anyways.
Yeah. All right. So, returning shows.
I banged out. I watched Sleepy Hollow, Big Bang, Bones, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and the one from the week before was Haven. Blacklist, I have yet to watch because that's one my wife likes, so we'll watch it together when she feels like it. Have you seen any of the returning series yet?
I'm all caught up with Sons of Anarchy, so we're 3 episodes in so far, and I finished watching Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last night so that I could talk about it.
Okay, so what did you think of the season opener?
Dude, are they really going to kill Lucy Lawless? Because
Spoiler alert!
Big spoiler alert! Because they hyped up that she was going to be on this season, and then, like, it appears that she dies in this episode, which we all know from this show. That may not mean that she's dead. They might bring her back as, like, a super weapon or something.
Well, at the very least, she's going to be one appendage short.
Yeah, she's going to be an arm short. But, yeah, I was like, did they really just kill her? Like... And I think that the guy that was with her is going to become a villain now because he is going to blame her death on Coulson.
Yeah. I had
it was a lot going on in one episode.
I had a couple problems.
All right.
First off, not enough May. Second off.
True. Very true.
No. The character of, what the hell is his name? The guy who is.
Fitz?
No.
Ward?
Ward. Did he just somehow get creepy? Like,
yeah, he's super creepy.
I mean, first he was a bad guy, and I was fine with the bad war. Now it's just like a creepy, don't leave your 5-year-old kid with him Ward. He just seems very...
Well, first he was good Ward, and then he's bad Ward. And then are we sure he's bad Ward? And then he was definitely bad Ward, and now he's creepy Ward. Good Ward.
Well, I wouldn't throw good in there yet. Just creepy.
Creepy, helpful Ward.
Yeah. And I was wondering if I was the only one who was getting that vibe, but it was
Well, if you leave someone in an isolation chamber for long enough, they do go a little nuts.
Second, and another spoiler alert on this one, is in the first episode, you see Fitz.
Is the male.
Yeah, and he's trying to regain his faculties because he had some, I guess, brain damage because of the lack
of... Because of Ward?
Because of lack of oxygen, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's talking to his friend and possibly...
partner, Simmons.
And I think they were going to intimate possibly a romantic partner down the road, Simmons. Yeah. And then it turns out he's basically hallucinating the whole episode that she's not there, she left.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a little...
Which I kind of gathered because she was always in the same clothes.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it would have been one thing if that was the only storyline going on there. I could have got behind it, but like you said, there was a lot going on, and to do that and then to have that hallucinate be the hallucination, it's kind of like, okay, what else are you going to throw at us? You have...
But she's not running off the show, so I'm hoping that she comes back.
Yeah. No, I believe she will be back. And then you have Sky, who somehow became a super agent within...
May's training her.
Yeah. But still,
May could train me to be an agent. I mean, May's awesome.
But it just seemed kind of quick. I don't know how much...
She got her full agent status last season.
Yeah, but she was still kind of a bumbling type of, like...
Well, when you fall in love with someone and they turn out to be the bad guy, it matures you real quick.
All right.
It's a girl thing. Boys cannot become that mature in 6 months. Girls can.
Boys can't become that mature in 40 years, yes, okay? Let's be honest.
All right.
Point taken. I mean, overall, I'm going to watch the series. I was hoping for a more cohesive first episode. Like I said, it seemed to be a lot of all over the place.
It was very all over the place. There was a lot going on. Should have made it an hour and a half episode or something. They had a lot to do.
Well, and again, they try to introduce way too much. If they would have just stuck with the whole Lucy Lawless and the infiltration angle and saved and let the hallucination happen for the whole episode, don't reveal it till the next episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Work a few things out there. But you know, I don't get paid to write the show, so whatever.
I wish I did.
Big Bang, do you watch that show at all?
You know, I don't. I've seen a couple episodes here or there. I will say I have heard the big deal about this show is that Kelly, Cuoco, or whatever.
Kaylee Cuoco, plays
Kaylee
Penny.
Kaylee Cuoco, that plays Penny, cut her hair, and apparently every male creature in the world is having a big breakdown because of it.
Well, I wouldn't say every, because I thought it works for her. I think the short hair works for her.
It's cute. Yeah. I think it's cute. But it goes back to the whole thing of Women with short hair seem more aggressive and more in control, and men don't like that. They like their women to have long hair.
Well, here's the thing, and I was breaking it down from a more superficial aspect. Mm-hmm. Her face works for that style, because I think you need to have, as we said, because when Alyssa Milano cut her hair short back when she did Charm, that didn't work for her. But she has kind of a longer face.
It looked cute.
No, that didn't work for her.
It looked cute.
Didn't work for her. I think it works for Kaylee Cuoco. But anyways, that aside, that was the big thing with Bones. Or not Bones, Big Bang. Bones, I just ruined it for everybody who's my Facebook friend.
I know, jerk.
Spoiler alert, major characters killed off in the first episode.
Go ahead and say it. You already said it.
Lance Sweets is killed in the first episode, which makes it even more worse is that his longtime girlfriend is pregnant.
Yep. Daisy's pregnant.
Now, of course, after they killed him off, I had to go in and read what was going on. And apparently, the actor, I forget his name, that plays...
It's like John something.
Yeah. Whatever. He has got some... I guess he's actually a writer and director, and he's going to be directing a movie, or is it...
He's got several projects.
Yeah, that they're conflicting with the show. I count, he's got like 8 things he's working on right now, from a writing standpoint. So... They decided that, you know, he can't be in the this season, so they need to do something. So why not? Let's just kill him.
No.
But that bodes better for one other character in Bones who has a potential terminal disease.
Which is...
Oh, wait. You didn't watch all the next
last season? I read it, though.
Wendell?
Wendell. Yeah. I like Wendell.
Yeah.
He's nice.
He's a nice guy, and he has...
Does he have cancer?
He has some type of bone cancer, yeah, and it's not good.
He has bone cancer on Bones? Really?
Well, his bones are fragile because of the cancer, so I don't know what the actual term is. You know, it's like, I refer to cancer as bone cancer, ass cancer, ball cancer, or nut cancer. Kind of. I don't know.
A little too much on the nose to give him bone cancer on a show named Bones.
So, I don't know the official term. They don't call it bone cancer, but whatever.
There's a big name for it.
So,
if this was House, it'd be sarcoidosis, because everything's sarcoidosis.
And how do you treat?
Amyloidosis.
You treat with...
Do a full body scan and give them wide-ranging antibiotics.
And steroids. And steroids.
Yeah.
That's how you treat in-house. I love that. What's the other one? The other one is lupus.
Lupus.
Everyone has lupus.
Yeah. Except no one really has lupus.
Oh, God. So, all right, Bones... You're a season behind, so I won't get too much into it because it'll ruin it for you.
I thought Booth was in jail, and like, there's a whole conspiracy and all this stuff. And...
Apparently, because I went and read ahead, they're going to basically resolve that really quick and move on. I'm hoping this is the last season of Bones. I love the show, but I'm hoping it's the last season.
Right, because there's always the central love interest of the two people that need to get... It's like on Castle.
Yeah.
And like, they're together now... Actually, I am a season behind on that also. But you're like, okay, they got together. The show's over now because they got together.
Well, like, they haven't got to... In Castle, they haven't got to the altar yet.
Yeah, they're not married yet. Bones, they're married. They have a kid. So.
Yeah. And rumor has it they may squeeze out another
baby.
A kid in this season, yeah.
Yeah, they should.
So then let's get to the most disappointing. And then I'm saving the one I enjoyed the most for last, which... Okay. The most disappointing one that I saw was last week, which was Haven.
Is that on, like, Sci-Fi Channel?
Sci-Fi Channel. It's based on a short story by Stephen King, and somehow they managed to get 4 or 5 seasons out of this.
Really?
But, yeah, well, they had this main character. It's a town in Maine that people have these, the Troubles is what they call them. Basically, they have these weird things, and they don't have, I wouldn't call them powers, but. They can make things happen. They don't necessarily want it to happen. Like, you know, the season premiere, there was one of the troubles was someone didn't want to hear bad news. And if they knew it was coming, whoever was going to give them bad news would have their mouth sewn shut and their eyes sewn shut, you know, whatever. Because he didn't want to get it. And he didn't want to face with reality. So, and the main character of the show was someone who could helps and gets, can like neutralize these troubles. Well, it turns out...
You always gotta have one of those guys.
Yeah. Well, it turns out, which we followed, and she couldn't remember who she was and how she got... Well, she thought she was an FBI agent, but it turns out that she wasn't. She's trying to remember this and that and the other thing. Well, it turns out at the end of last season, you find out she's actually originally an evil character. So now you have an evil, her as the evil character. And it's just not, it's just getting awful. I mean, it's just getting bad. It's bad. I mean, it started a couple seasons ago and I'm like, I hope they right the ship on this, because initially it was really interesting because you'd have the overarching storyline of her finding out about her mother is what she wanted to do. And then her curing all these problems, kind of like an X-Files-ish type of thing, which was interesting. And then they just decided, well, what are we going to do now that she realized that that's not her mother? It's really her, because she comes back every so many years. And then it just got really weird. And it's about time for that series to end as well. My favorite season premiere for the existing ones was Sleepy Hollow.
That is right after Gotham, and it looks very interesting. I might have to catch up on that, because
I will just give one minor spoiler for Sleepy Hollow. And if those are, well, first, those aren't familiar with the show, basically, Ichabod Crane somehow comes back to life hundreds of years later to try to prevent the apocalypse, is the premise. The Headless Horseman is actually one of the Horsemen of Apocalypse. Minor spoiler there. You find out that pretty quick, though.
Well, if anybody knows the story, they know that.
Okay. So anyways, the one thing about the first episode of this season, I'm watching it, and 5-10 minutes in, I'm thinking to myself, okay, did I miss an episode? Oh. Did I actually see the season finale? There's something missing between the last one I saw in here, and you go in and for about the first 20 minutes, and then you find out it's not what you really think. And it was an interesting kind of almost Kaiser Soze moment, where in Usual Suspects, where, you know, you find out it's not what you think.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh. So, well, I had the Kaiser nailed the whole way through until the last 5-10 minutes, where something made me change my mind, and I was like, damn you. But, well, you always expect the guy who's the least expected.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, so that's my review. Sleepy Hollow, I think, was, although it was probably one of the lowest rated shows watched, I think was probably the best of the existing. And I like Madam Secretary. Gotham, I thought they just did too much too soon. But that's my take on the shows this week. And I don't know, I was going to throw this in. I was going to save it for next week, but I was going to throw this in. If you want a quote-unquote question. Or a topic of the week, I guess, or whatever.
Sure.
This has to do with something I just saw yesterday. And I'm going to ask you this question. Do we really need a Bill and Ted's 3?
No. No.
That was an easy answer, no.
We don't need a new Ghostbusters. We don't need them to remake anything anymore.
Well, this isn't a remake.
And we don't need...
This is an Keanu update.
Keanu Reeves does not need to do Bill and Ted again. What is wrong with you? Is your career really that bad that you need to bring this up?
Hey.
I understand they're doing Dumb and Dumber 2, T-O-O 2. It's ridiculous. It looks so... I didn't even see the first one. I'm not going to see that one. But really? Really, Keanu? Really? You used to have some kind of integrity. Like, and now you just lost it all.
I liked 47 Ronin.
You and two other people, but...
And my wife's one of them.
But, really?
So, do you care to know about the... I guess the premise is it's an update of them now, so...
Like, what happened to them in the last 20 years?
Yeah, whether they've grown up or not, how their life's up.
I'm guessing no. I'm guessing no, they haven't grown up, and we're going to see more of what they used to do before, except now one of them managed to knock somebody up and has kids.
Now did you see the original Bill and Ted's?
Yes. Okay. I saw the first one.
You didn't watch the second one?
I may have watched the second one.
I didn't watch the second one.
I can't
one.
Remember if I watched the second one.
Second one was awful. I watched like 30 seconds of it and clicked it off. No, I wasn't a big fan of the first one either.
It's a stoner comedy.
Yeah. Well, that, I think there's other stoner comedies that I like that
It's really a stoner. It's one of those ones where you literally have to smoke a bowl and watch this movie. You can't just watch it. It's not that funny.
All right. So I shudder to ask you my follow-up question, which would be...
Oh, boy.
I guess I would say not wit what, but is there a movie from your youth that you would like to get an updated version of? Not necessarily a reboot, but a where they are now?
What happened now?
Yeah, where are they now type of movies.
Yeah.
I have one.
I have some really like bad versions of what happens in the future. Like, so, like, I watch Pretty Woman, and I think, like, 20 years from now, this guy's going to be on his fourth hooker wife, and he's going to have 14 kids and paying child support, and he's going to be broke. Like funny things like that. Like, oh, okay. But I don't think they'll ever actually make that into a movie. because everybody wants to remember the, you know, the dream of them riding off into the sunset together. But what's your movie that you would like
to see? I would like to see them, and I heard rumors that they might do it, because after I started research, I found that there was talks about it. Because I'd like to get an update on the Goonies.
The Goonies?
Yeah.
I did hear some rumors that there might be a Goonies reunion.
Yeah, and I don't know if they were looking to just use them as cameos and have new kids be adventures, or are they going to make it,
I think,
like,
it was like they're the parents of these kids now. And yeah. Like, that would be fun to me, because it's not like... It would give Corey Feldman something to do. You know, he doesn't have a lot going on. I'm sure Sean Austin could use some money. But, like, none of them really became all that famous, right?
Well,
Josh Brolin. He's the only one. Yeah. He's the only one that really, like, made it out of there.
Sean Astin did a lot, though.
Yeah, back then. What has he done now?
Well, I mean, after Goonies, he had a lot more. I don't know if he needs to do much right now. He's probably still living off that movie money.
I would like to see these people make some... to see Ralph Macchio, like...
I'll tell you what, though. I saw what Chunk looks... The guy, the character who played Chunk, looks like. He's wicked skinny.
Yeah.
He's a lawyer, I think.
He has to gain some weight.
Yeah. the truffle shuffle just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
I actually...
I can see it now. He'll be, like, this overbearing parent that's, like, restricting his kid's diet because he's traumatized by being fat when he was a kid.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm just wondering. I would prefer focusing more on them, because they did that with Grown Ups. They kind of try to change the focus to the kids when they did Grown Ups too.
Oh.
Which isn't really one from our childhood, but it was just bad. Anyways, all right. So yeah, Goonies is one.
I like to see what Billy Madison's doing now.
I never saw Billy Madison.
It was funny. I mean, it was back when Adam Sandler was funny. So.
You need to get an update on Clueless.
No. We can't do an update on Dirty Dancing because Patrick Swayze's dead.
Well, I mean, the update could be he's still in prison for...
He's not a rapist. You're such a jerk.
I'm sorry.
Whatever, I love that movie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They were really in their 30s when they did that movie, so shush.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. So, well, Ferris Bueller, does that need to see what Ferris is up to now?
Like a used car salesman now.
All right. So maybe the Goonies.
The Goonies would be good.
All right. Now, just before we sign off, I told you an idea for a new segment for the winners and losers of the week. Do you have any?
Winners and losers of the
week. Or you did not see that? Are you like my wife? You just kind of ignore everything. And...
I do not ignore the things you send me. I read them. Unlike
Joe. Joe ignores
Joe just
everything.
Doesn't read anything. You send me a text message this long. How am I supposed to retain all of that information at
once? I am the worst text message person. Basically, the premise I had was, you take a look at the week and we each pick who we think or what product, person, whatever won this week and what lost this week. And since let me give you an example of what I was talking
about. What are you talking about?
For example, this week my winner are average looking guys, because Vanessa Williams is recently engaged to a guy named Jim Scripp. And if you Google Jim Scripp, you can see what I mean is an average looking guy.
Is he rich though?
I don't know if that matters. And the fact that Vanessa Williams is also rich.
Yeah, but it does matter. Because you can be an average-looking guy and be rich and get a really hot girl.
But again, it's someone who doesn't need the money, though. It's one thing if you get, you know...
But you're not going to be in that stratosphere unless you...
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're like J-Lo and likes to pick, like, little dancers out of the crowd and, like, marry them so that you
He's from Buffalo.
Buffalo, New York?
Yeah.
I hope he's not a Bills fan.
I don't know. He's a... Let's see if I get the picture up here of him. Of course, I would click on the one that doesn't have it. He was a former accountant, and he was in real estate. He's probably well-to-do. I don't think he's, like, super rich.
But he's got some stuff going on for him. So. Oh, he looks like a nice guy. Yeah. I mean, she's been cheated on several times.
Yeah,
so
yeah. No, but I'm saying she wants a nice guy. It's a win for. I'm saying it's a win for us normal, average guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, both of us managed to land some nice looking girls, so it happens.
All right, let me give you my loser of the week.
Yeah, I want to hear this one.
Who's and that, you know, there was a lot I could go with, but I'm going with One Direction fans.
Why is that?
Because they can't take a freaking joke. Did you hear what happened? Apparently, The Daily Show did a segment, and one of the correspondents was running down quote-unquote terrorist groups, and they threw One Direction as into that list.
Oh, boy.
And the fans flipped off because while they said One Direction, they said that they were targeting the one Muslim member, and because he was a Muslim, he was a terrorist. And I'm sure the writers at The Daily Show are like, you guys, there's a Muslim guy in One Direction?
There is?
Yeah. So apparently they went nuts and they went posting, tweeting like crazy against them. Like, it's a joke, people. It's a joke.
All right. Well, I've got something. I can come up with something.
I mean, a potential another loser would have been Apple with their bendable iPhone.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. All right. So I'm going to say the winners of the week were actually the Boston Red Sox fans who were actually really nice to Derek Jeter last night, even though he didn't play. And the Yankees won. With Chris Caputo from West Springfield pitching for the Yankees after the Red Sox traded him to the Yankees. So, ha.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, a follow-up, because I was going to bring this up, but I was going to be nice. But you're a Yankees fan.
I am.
I see you wearing your Yankees 75th World Series t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm taking you didn't buy that when they won, so that's probably one of the 1978.
Yeah, it was when I was born.
Okay.
That's the year I was born.
Okay. Derek Jeter.
Yes.
Where does he... I'm not going to talk about baseball. Where does he rank among Yankees?
Here, I got in this argument last night with a Detroit Tigers fan. Because everybody who's not a Yankees fan says Derek Jeter's overrated. But what you don't understand is none of us, at least I will not ever say that Derek Jeter is the best baseball player ever. He's not. He's not even the best second baseman ever. He's not the best hitter ever. He's probably not the best anything ever other than being the best captain of your team that you could have and being the best leader in your team. He is one of the best Yankees ever. He's clutch. He's there. He's there when you need him. And he's there to sit down if you need him to sit down. He's there to lead the team if you need him to lead him there. He is a good person, and he was the person that the Yankees needed him to be for 20 years.
Should he be a first ballot Hall of Famer based on ability?
He's going to be in.
Yes.
No, hands down. He's going in first round.
But should he be? Based on talent and ability.
Based on his talent and ability, yeah, he should. Okay. His over 20 years, his stats are good.
See, this is the problem.
They're not the best ever, but they are still good.
See, this is the problem I have is you had someone like Jim Rice who had to basically get in on, was it a writer's exemption or something? Or a player's exemption?
Yeah.
He didn't get voted in. He had to wait, and then I guess basically.
He got waved in or something.
Yeah. And when you take a look at his numbers when he played, but apparently he did not get along with the media very well. And I guess they held it against him for quite a while.
You let the media vote on these things. You shouldn't let them vote.
Yeah. I don't know. Right. I was just running down. I probably wouldn't even put him among the top 10 Yankees of all time.
He's the best leader. I will say he's one of the best leaders that the Yankees have ever had. And when you think Yankee, he's one of the top three people that pop into your mind.
Well, geez, I don't know if I would say one of the top three. I mean, obviously, first is Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, Reggie Jackson, Derek Jeter.
Oh, see, that's how I can tell. Because I'm Italian. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking Joe DiMaggio right off the bat.
Joe DiMaggio's in my top five. He's number four, Joe DiMaggio.
See, that's... Just saying, dude. I won't go there anymore. All right, no, I just wanted to see how you felt about what about Lou Gehrig?
Number five.
Roger Maris?
You know, we're getting down the list.
just seeing where everyone stands. I don't know. All right.
But, yeah.
Steve Balboni?
Give me a break. No. But, yeah, all right. Now, let's get back to my loser of the week.
Okay, loser of the week. Sorry.
And this is a tie for loser of the week because they were hanging out together is Justin Bieber and David Hasselhoff.
I heard about this, yeah.
Did you see this?
I saw this,
They were driving around in Kit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know which one this is worse for. I really can't tell.
Do you know why that's happening?
No, I don't know. Is he remaking Knight Rider?
They're doing some type of spoof TV series about, I don't know if it's the killing David Hasselhoff or some stupid thing, but Bieber is going to be playing the voice of Kit.
Oh, that's horrible.
There's another childhood memory completely shot.
Yeah, horrible.
I didn't know they were riding around together. I just knew that they were being associated together for that reason. The bigger loser is who, Bieber or Hasselhoff?
Though. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know.
You can't pick. All right. So.
I think it's Hasselhoff.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
Exactly.
All right. I think we're pretty much done for this week's episode. We're long. I'm going to have to do some editing.
Yeah. Cut out all my rants.
No, we'll leave the rants in. I was thinking about just setting you up and winding you up and let you just rant for like 20 minutes.
I know. I could do that one. I didn't even get to my wife's car problems.
You want to save that for next episode?
Yeah, we'll definitely save that. We might have to have her make a guest appearance for that.
All right. So for, I guess, this episode, we're out of here.
Joe Jones. The really, yo. There's just one thing I wanna say. Copy. There's just one thing I wanna say. We gon' hit it down like this, y'all know the flavor. There's just one thing I wanna say. Alamo, was you with me? What goes around comes back around again. Stud Doogie, is you with me? What goes around comes back around again. SOS, is you with me? What goes around comes back around again. Yeah, this how we gon' bust it down, y'all. You know the flavor. You know what time is it. Check it, show. This how we flow. Here comes the boober, and you know I won't fake it. Usually bust records on getting made for the Benzie. Driving the Kenzie, pump the tape, grab your day, get with the pool bar frenzy. Come on, honey, thing, don't you try to eject slowdowns. What you say once my... Some try to copy, but they just can't sketch it. Some try to follow, but they just can't catch it. With the boom, boom, chat, yeah, all of that. Look, I'm living fat, me fall off, there be none of that. See, who's the one to flip it? Quit the teller, the zip it, still drink the 40, cause we ain't got time to sip it. Grand Poo, I got body. Kick some of them, some of those, and some yachty. As dope as they come, suck a single hum. Don't try to step to this, you know you slum. First batter up, well, here's the pitch, it's a curve. Second batter up, because the first got...